prosper long, our noble king, our hopes and wishes all. A fatal landing late there did in Devonshire befall. To drive our monarch from his throne, Prince Ney so took his way. The babe Meru that's newly born, the landing at Torbay. The stubborn Tarquin, void of grace, of art to how does make. To force his father abdicate, and then his crown to take. And eke the royal infant prince to seize or drive away. These tidings to our sovereign came in Whitehall where he lay. Who unconcerned at the report at first would not believe that any of his royal race such mischiefs come conceive. Till time which ripens all things did the villainy disclose. And of a nephew and a son forged out the worst of foes, who by infernal instinct led a mighty fleet prepares his father's kingdom to invade and fill his heart with cares. Our gracious king desires to know what his pretenses were, and how without his leave he durst presume on landing here. Declaring what was deemed amiss should soon amended be, and whatsoe'er should be desired here would thereto agree. And for a speedy parliament he doth forthwith declare. The surly brute, not minding this, does to our coast repair. With several thousand Belgic boars, all chosen rogues for spite, joined with some rebels who from hence and justice bet in flight, who armed with malice and with hope soon threw themselves on shore, crying our religion and our laws they came for to restore. Then declarations flew about as thick as any hail, which though no word was e'er made good, did mightily prevail. We must be papists or be slaves, was then the general cry. But we'll do anything to save our darling liberty. We'll all join with a foreign prince against our lawful king. For he from all our fancied fears deliverance doth bring. And if what he declares proves true, as who know but it may, were he the devil lover prince, we'll rather him obey. Then our allegiance let's cast off, James shall no longer guide us, and though the French would bridle us, none but the Dutch shall ride us. And those who will not join with us in this design so brave, their houses we'll pull down or burn and seize on what they have. These growing evils to prevent, our king his force does bend. But amongst those he most did trust, he scarce had left one friend. Oh, how my very heart does bleed to know how basely they, who long had eaten royal bread, their master did betray. And to whom he'd been most kind and great his favor shown, appeared to be the very first who fought him to dethrone. O Compton, Langston, and the rest who basely from him ran, your names forever be accursed by every Englishman. Proud Tarquin, he pursues his game and quickly makes it plain. He came not to redress our wrongs, but England's crown to gain. And o'er his father's mangled frame his chariot proudly drives, whilst he, good man, although in vain to pacific him strives. But he, ungrateful, would not hear his offers, though so kind, but caused the noble messenger forthwith to be confined. He brings his nasty croaking crew unto his father's gate, dismissed his own, makes them his guard, a dismal turn of fate. Also at midnight drives him then, so hard, impious thing, where such affronts are offered to a father and a king. A king so great, so good, so just, so merciful to all, his virtue was his only fault, and that which caused his fall. Who now is forced his life to save, to fly his native land, and leave his scepter to be grasped by an ungracious hand. How's journeymen or street convene, who rob God of his power, set up themselves a stork like king, the subjects to devour, and to secure his lawless throne, now give him all we have, and make each free-born English heart become a Belgic slave. The bar, the pulpit, and the press nefariously combine to cry up an usurped power and stamp it right divine. Our loyalty we must melt down and have it coined anew, for what was current heretofore will now no longer do. All fetters we ourselves put on, ourselves to bubble, our conscience a mere pack horse make, which now must carry double. O England, when to future times thy story shall be known, how will they blush to think what crimes their ancestors have done? But after all, what have we got by this, our dear bought king? Why, that our scandal and reproach throughout the world does ring, that our religion, liberties, and laws we held so dear are more invaded since this change than ever yet they were. Our coffers drained, our coin impaired, that little that remains, our person seized, nay, thoughts arraigned, our freedom now is chains. Our traffic ruined, shipping lost, our traders most undone, our bravest heroes sacrificed, our ancient glory gone. A fatal, costly war entailed on this unhappy isle, unless above what we deserve, kind heaven at last a smile, and bring our injured monarch home, and place him on his throne, and to confusion bring his foes, which God grant may be soon.